And joining me in the KRVS studios is Carly Alm-Labar, here to talk about the Community Forum Series. The Lafayette Consolidated Government has been working on a comprehensive plan for our community. And Carly, you've been here before, I think once with Steve Oob. And talking about the various series that you all have had to get the public involved in this comprehensive plan for Lafayette. There was one scheduled this month, but it has been postponed.
Yes.
So I think maybe we should first talk just in general about the comprehensive plan and the forums that have happened up to this point.
Okay.
And then your vision for what's going to happen
next. Exactly.
So tell us just, you know, a recap of what the mission of the comprehensive plan is.
Well, the comprehensive plan is really like building a blueprint for your house, but then for a community or a government. So basically, you know, the vision of a comprehensive plan in terms of years is about 20 years. And we need a blueprint for how we're going to invest resources as a community and how we're going to grow. And so when a community undertakes a comprehensive planning process, that's really what they're trying to do, trying to decide how to spend their resources over the next 20 years and accommodate the growth that's coming. The process, we have engaged a consultant, Wallace Roberts and Todd, out of Philadelphia, and their process that they use involves four community forum series throughout. The first one, which we held last April, because this is a long process by design, was the visioning side. So it was bringing members of the community together to talk about what they want for Lafayette, what they think the challenges are and the opportunities and threats, very similar to a strategic planning that you might do for a company. Then last fall in November, we looked at the trend growth scenario. So they've spent the last year in our community collecting data, and we've, of course, sent them data that we have. And they put that together to say, if you do nothing, here's what your community is going to look like in 20 years. And so they presented that, and then they asked members who came to Community Forum Series 2, what would you want done differently? So, you know, a lot of us have seen a lot of growth in the southern part of the parish. And other trends that are identifiable, you know, just as you drive around. And so they projected what's that going to look like. They also did some of the demographic analysis to say we're going to have 90,000 people. They're estimating 90,000 additional people by 2035, which is
in the parish,
which is a lot. We're at, I think, about 220 right now. They put that information together for us, and then they allowed the public to say, you know, what would you like to change about the trend? And so there were some common themes. And the next community forum series that we'll be doing this spring now is about taking that information from what the public wanted to change in the trends and comparing the trend to some alternative scenarios moving forward. So you don't Part of what you can do in a comprehensive plan is say, we aren't happy with the trend. We want to change the trend, and here's what we would like to look like instead. And that's going to be what the next community forum series is all about. And that's really where it gets interesting and where it gets important.
Well, and let's remind people that when you had your first series of forums last spring, you had a lot of them.
Yes.
They were spread all over the parish, and you gave people an opportunity to participate from a wide variety of neighborhoods and communities within the parish.
Yes. We had, I believe, six different public forums. Our consultant team also uses something they call a meeting in a box, which we had a lot of people agree to host meetings in a box. I think we had something like 35 different groups, whether it was a Rotary Club or some other group. So in addition to the six public forums that we did, we also had about 35 extra additional sessions hosted. So we had a lot of people aware of the process and giving us their input. And I think a lot of them probably listening and probably getting emails from us every few weeks. Mm-hmm. And we appreciate that. And we need everybody to stay involved.
And you were encouraging people at that time to simply dream.
Right.
And to make comments on anything they thought they might want to address.
Right.
In the future.
Exactly. I mean, that first phase was really about the vision. I mean, what do you want for Lafayette? What do you love here? What are you worried about? What do we need to focus on? All of those kinds of questions where there's no constraints. And of course, as we get farther along in the process, things are going to get more specific and more constrained. So the questions will get more direct about how we want to invest resources. And so that's why this third series gets so very important and why we're using this break to make sure that we get the public as engaged as possible, that they show up to the forums prepared, mm-hmm. that we get the information out ahead of time so that when folks come, they understand the choices before them.
And the information you're talking about is kind of an amalgamation of what the consultants are taking from those original dreams, the comparisons, the alternatives. There's a lot of data that they've been dealing with. And
yes.
You wanted people in our community to have enough time to look at that data and
right.
to not just be, I guess, make some quick decision that would land us in a place we really didn't want to be.
Right, exactly. The information that we'll present in the next forum series, for lack of a better word, is somewhat complex. I mean, as you've said, I think this process is complex and the data is complex. We're going to obviously do our best to simplify it and make it understandable, but we're going to have a series of approximately 20 indicators from everything from infrastructure investments and the cost of those to possibly traffic and public safety indicators. And people are going to see the performance measures and financial measures for each of the scenarios. And so you may really like the trend for the cost of, let's say, public safety. But then you may see that the third alternative scenario has something else that you want for infrastructure investments. And so you'll be able to both pick a scenario that you like as a whole, but then also the parts of scenarios that you like. Now, sometimes your choices may conflict with one another a little bit, but that's what the consultants are there to help us figure out as a consensus what the community wants.
So how is this information going to be disseminated? You've talked about emails. People can go to your website and, I guess, sign up to be on your e-list.
Yes, yes. Emails and we'll be blasting things in social media. As soon as we have the finalized indicators from the consultants, we'll be sharing those because we want people to come prepared. We want them to come with questions. We don't want them to come and the first time they're learning this or seeing this information is when it's presented to them, because while they can participate and they will be welcome, they'll certainly be better prepared if they come with an understanding of the material that's going to be shared.
And this is not restricted to those people who have attended the prior forums.
Not at all. No. In fact, we found in the second community forum series we held in November, we had about 65% that was new. So we do want the folks who participated last year to participate again, but we want new folks. And if you're just coming on board, this is the perfect time because this is when the decisions start to be made. And this is when people start to pick priorities, because as much as we would love to have it all, we probably can't.
Right. And I'm sure there were some people who were vaguely aware of what was happening at that time, but thought, well, they're just sort of asking for ideals, visions, dreams right now. And maybe there were some more practical-minded people who didn't want to participate at that time, but now would like very much to become involved and see what's going on.
Right. And mm-hmm. now is the perfect time mm-hmm. to do that, because now it's beyond the theory. It's into the hard data and the hard numbers. And for those folks that weren't interested in that early stuff, this becomes probably a lot more relevant to them. And we encourage anyone who's just getting involved or just getting informed, we have the archive of our whole process on our website, which is LafayetteLA.gov/comprehensive plan. And as the data becomes final for this next community forum series, we'll share all of that there and we'll try and get it out via as many channels as we can so that folks can look at it before they go to the forum.
Mm-hmm. And were there some trends in those early dreaming stages? Was there something a lot of people remarked on, things that people wanted in their neighborhoods, or was it just too diverse?
No, actually, I think that was the thing that surprised most of us, was how common a lot of the threads were. And, you know, we have a vision statement, which is the guiding principles for the comprehensive plan and where we want to be in 20 years. And you know, if you went and looked at that vision statement today, and I think everyone should, it's up on our website, you would probably find the things that are important to you about Lafayette. So we had a lot of folks mention the university. A lot of folks mentioned the culture. We had a lot of people interested in the horse farm. Of course, a strong business community, and of course, fiscally strong and sound. And so there are a lot of things that you hear about and are probably important to you that came out and rose to the top. You know, that's not to say we didn't get unique ideas. We certainly did. But there also were, you know, you find that you have a lot of shared values with the mm-hmm. people in your community, too.
Mm-hmm. So now it's how do we find those paths to get to those shared visions?
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
I want to tell people who may just be tuning in, my guest is Carly Alm-Labar with the Lafayette Consolidated Government, here talking about the comprehensive plan and the series of community forums that have been going on since last spring.
Right.
The third series was scheduled for the end of this month in February, but for all the reasons that Carly has been saying, it has been postponed to a little bit later on this spring. Lots of information will be disseminated through so many ways, all the social media, email, obviously news and newspaper, and every which way that you can get that information out, you will be.
Right, absolutely.
Mm-hmm. So that website, again, where people can go?
LafayetteLA.gov/comprehensive plan. And like we were saying, the whole archive is there.
All right. And I'm sure we'll have you back just before the next series of forums.
Yes.
And are you going to have kind of the same, or are you going to have them in different places around the community, or is there going to be one central one?
What we are probably doing for this forum series is two open houses, which will be longer in nature. So the you know, approximately 4 hours, because when you get there, the way they're laid out is in a station format. So it's, you'll go from station to station, and each station will have a different theme or a different item that you'll be looking at, or data that you'll be trying to comprehend or understand. So because we're doing the open house format and spending about a half a day in places, then we will probably just do, you know, two big events and try and really draw people to those events, rather than having them scattered throughout the parish. So,
right. And, you know, it's very interesting to keep things in perspective, too. You and I were talking just before the interview of how Lafayette Parish, how this parish and community has dealt with these issues over the years, and they've dealt with them for a really long time. And there were a lot of decisions made 100, 130 years ago that have had an effect on us today.
Right.
The university, the railroad,
the lights.
That's right. And those decisions were made by groups of people at one point who were trying to make their community better.
Right.
And
Setting priorities as a group.
Exactly. And we're the beneficiaries of that now, and it's a good idea to be thinking not only 20 years, as you said, but much further ahead in the future.
Right.
So the Lafayette Comprehensive Plan, you can go to their website, read that. Also, keep up with the forums that are coming up and what's going to be available at that time, and really make this something that we're all involved with as well. Well, Carly, thank you so much for taking time to come by and let us know about the Comprehensive Plan, the forums, and the one we can look forward to. Again, my guest, Carly Alm-Labar with the Lafayette Consolidated Government, talking about the Lafayette Comprehensive Plan and the upcoming series of forums, which will be later on this spring. Thank you.
Thank you.